This is our heritage. Ordinarily, a sponsor identification would find itself here. Instead, we will describe our effort. This is Our Heritage will endeavor each week to recreate the history of our nation and draw a parallel with our present times. Draw it through the lives of ordinary citizens who had daily, intimate contact with our recorded deeds. This program is written, directed, and produced by Jerry Devine. America, born in war, dedicated in strife, has survived and grown to full stature as a nation through the faith, the will, and the effort of its people. People whose tenancy on our shores span the years from Plymouth Rock to Ellis Island, but whose hearts abound in a timeless link, a love for freedom. These people have created and will create our history. They are tomorrow's jet pilots or the plainsmen of the early West. They are atomic workers at Los Alamos or defenders of the Alamo, future travelers to a distant planet, or foot-weary soldiers in the Revolutionary War. What is happening today has happened in our past. Two GIs retreating in Korea could find a kinship with two young men attached to Washington's army. To describe this kinship, we go back to a cold November night in the long-ago year of 1776. Two young militiamen are standing sentry duty on the outskirts of a fort, Fort Lee in New Jersey, high above the river called the Hudson. One young man is sprawling on the ground. The other leans idly on his musket, gazing into the night.
Josh?
Hmm?
I itch. I just don't mean the kind of itching you can get rid of from scratching or rubbing against a rough bark tree. I itch.
Moon's coming out.
You see across the river?
Yes.
See Fort Washington?
Yes.
Don't look like nobody's there. Guess it was true what we heard.
Don't have to be.
But we seen the fighting stop early this afternoon.
Fighting can stop without a battle being over.
What about that boat full of soldiers that came across the river? They went right to see the general. And that Maryland man heard them talking. They said the fort had given up.
Enoch, you should know by now not to put stock in what a Maryland man says.
I still think something happened. Yeah, it's awful quiet over there.
It's queer watching that battle. Wasn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, just more than what I thought a battle would be.
You seen smoke, didn't you? You heard cannon shooting.
That's what was queer. All during that shooting, I kept thinking, a bird sounds louder than a cannon.
Josh, the bird was right beside you. The cannons were 2 miles across the ridge.
Hush.
Huh?
Hear that?
Something coming up the hill.
Yes.
Hey, is that something down there?
It's a mite more than something.
Who are you?
A man climbing a hill.
You friend or enemy?
That depends on whose side you're on.
We're Massachusetts militia.
Well, I suppose that makes me a friend. My name is Mr. Townsend.
You're a soldier.
That's correct.
Hey, you're soaking wet.
That's because I've been swimming.
In the river?
Across the river.
Were you in the battle?
Yep.
What happened?
We got almighty beat.
I told you, Josh.
Beat bad, mister?
3,000 men that's killed or wounded or prisoners. Where's your headquarters?
In the fort. Just go straight up the hill there.
Mr. Townsend, I think they already know what happened.
Young man, I'm assuming they know what happened. I'm going there because I'm a soldier who's lost an army and wants to join another. And speaking of such matters, you two better start acting a mite more like your soldiers, too, because the redcoats will be coming this way next.
Mm-hmm. For 3 days after the loss of Fort Washington and its defending troops, our army at Fort Lee lived on a steady diet of rumor and fear. Men quarreled, men wept, men deserted. Late afternoon on the fourth day, outside the walls of the fort.
That you, Enoch?
It's Mr. Townsend.
Oh, hello there.
Am I correct in assuming that you're on sentry duty?
I am.
Then I order you to act more like you as a sentry.
You order me?
As your sergeant. I was assigned to your company this afternoon.
Oh.
Where's the soldier who's supposed to be with you?
Enoch? He went up the fort.
Why?
Well, he got hungry.
Wet nurse.
Huh?
That appears to be what your militia needs, but I'm not being one. As long as you're dressed like soldiers, carry muskets like soldiers, I'm seeing to it that you get to be soldiers. When'd you drill last?
About a week ago.
You'll start daily drill in the morning. How long since you fired that musket?
I don't remember.
You done any fighting? Real fighting?
No. I don't say I ain't willing to.
You better learn soldiering first.
Maybe you better, too.
What?
If you're so altogether soldierly, why do you call yourself Mr. Townsend instead of Sergeant?
That's my privilege.
Well, then maybe it's my privilege to do no drilling.
Wait. You hear that?
Some kind of music.
Scotch pipers. That means there's redcoats right behind them.
Josh, we're quitting the fort.
But there's redcoats coming.
That's why we're leaving.
By official orders?
Orders from the general. We retreat to Hackensack, join up with Washington.
Then let's get moving.
Oh, wait, what are we running for?
The redcoats are only 3 miles away.
Well, why don't we stand and fight them?
Look, son, I told you I was going to learn you something about fighting. The first lesson is to know the difference between a retreating soldier and a standing corpse. Now let's retreat.
Fort Lee was abandoned. Panicked troops ran down the road to Hackensack, 5 miles away. There, joining the remnants of Washington's army, they started the dismal retreat that history books so vividly record. 6,000 tattered, weary citizen soldiers, leaving a trail etched by bleeding feet on the bleak New Jersey plains, with the pursuing British under Cornwallis, at times so close behind that the wild skirling of their Scottish pipers could be heard. Through Passaic, through Newark, Perth Amboy and New Brunswick, the ragged army marched. On the outskirts of New Brunswick, they paused to rest in a cold, pelting rain.
Josh?
Scenic.
Where you been?
Doing a duty. Had to go to the houses in the village, see if they'd sell the army grain or beef.
What did you get?
Just what we've been getting. Nothing. Enoch, what's wrong with people? Why do they shoo us away, slam doors in our faces? Don't they know we're fighting for them?
They don't act like they do.
All right, men, fall in.
Yeah,
moving so soon?
Yeah, it seems so.
Guess we won't ever be dry again.
Line up, men, line up.
Yeah, line up.
Mr. Townsend knows we ain't gonna line up, but he don't ever quit trying, does he?
Which way are we marching, Mr. Townsend? To the south, but the lobster backs are up north. Sounds like we're retreating.
Just follow me, men. Forward march.
Yeah.
You heard where we're heading, Josh?
Nope.
A Pennsylvania man said we're going to meet General Lee's army.
Josh, Enoch?
Oh, hello, Isaac.
Look for me when you camp tonight. There's going to be a meeting for all Massachusetts militiamen.
Well, what about?
Quitting this here army.
You mean quit and go home?
That's just what I mean. I gotta pass the word along. I'll see you tonight.
Seems like folks are getting fed up with running away.
Yes.
If our men do decide to go home, what do you think we should do, Josh?
I don't know, Enoch. I don't know.
Looks like everybody's gathered.
Yes.
Why don't somebody start the meeting?
That's how it is with meetings.
It's turning cold.
Yeah, I feel it.
Young man?
Huh? Oh, hello, Mr. Townsend.
What's this gathering about?
It's a meeting. Massachusetts militiamen.
All right, man, all right. Gather around.
Meeting for what purpose?
I suggest you listen, Mr. Townsend. Captain Hadley's getting set to speak.
Can all you men hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Then I'll get right to business. Yesterday was November 27th, year of the Lord, 1776. According to terms and conditions of enlistment by Massachusetts militia, said day was the ending of said terms and enlistment.
Well, so by rights, we ain't even in the army.
That is correct. Now, to continue. Knowing that said terms and enlistments had ended, last night I engaged in a meeting with the generals of the army. Subject of the meeting, why shouldn't us Massachusetts men go home?
That's no way to be talking.
Generals, I said, we joined the army to fight. And up to now, all we done is run away.
There's a reason for running.
You from Massachusetts?
Nope.
Well, I'm confining my remarks to them who are.
That's it.
To continue. Generals, I said, we're done with running. And if you ain't of a mind to stand right here where we are tonight and fight them redcoats, then we go home. Well, we got our answer to that this morning when we hauled out and run away again. So I say, men, they gave us their answer. Let's give them ours. I say, we go home.
Hey! Oh, hold on, men, hold on.
I ain't going to hear you, Mr. Townsend.
But they don't know what they're doing. It appears to me like they do.
But we can't stand and fight. Lobsterback's outnumbers 2 or 3 to 1. They got more provisions, more cannon.
Look, Mr. Townsend, I didn't make that speech.
But it sounds like you agree with it, don't you?
Well, yes.
You're going home?
If the others are.
You leaving too, Josh?
Yes. Oh, wait, Mr. Townsend.
Well?
These are my neighbors. They're my friends.
And this is a war.
But you don't seem to understand.
I understand. And there's just one thing I'm sorry about. I was trying to make you soldiers. You weren't even men.
Next morning, the men of the Massachusetts militia started home, retracing the path of their retreat. The two young soldiers were sent in advance of their company to hunt provisions. A light snow was falling as they followed deer tracks down a wooded hill.
If snow keeps up, we'll lose this trail.
I know.
Think we should turn back?
Oh, let's go to the bottom of the hill.
You see Mr. Townsend this morning?
Yes.
He speak to you?
He walked away.
Josh, I don't know what call he's got to be mad at us. It ain't his army.
He might argue that with you.
Oh, sure, yeah. He'd argue anything like he tried to chew words with Captain Hadley. Well, according to my figuring, Cap was right. We're Massachusetts men, joined up there. What are we doing running from redcoats in New Jersey? You agree with that, don't you, Josh? Don't you?
Enoch, I'll be truthful. I'm inclined to be confused.
Yeah, all I know is I'm...
Enoch.
I hear it. Scotch Pipers.
That means a redcoat army.
And look, down near the elm, there's our deer. Big buck.
Yes. What do we do?
Redcoats ain't in sight. And the men need to eat.
You shouted, be heard.
Over them pipes screeching? They're down on the road, Josh. Must be at least a mile off.
I know, but...
The deer's moving this way. Some powder?
All right.
That's it, old buck. Keep moving to us. We got a shot now. Got him! Come on! Now ain't you glad that we didn't...
Down, Enoch, down! Huh? I see him. I see him over on the other slope. Must be a patrol. There's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You see him?
I can't.
Huh? You hurt?
Got hit.
But where?
His shoulder. Bleeding. Kind of hell.
Let me see here. Get this coat open. shirt. Oh, jeez.
Look, Dad?
No. No, ain't it. Just try to wrap his kerchief on. They see us. Can you get up, Enoch?
I can try.
Look, take my hand. We gotta run, Enoch. Run!
And now you will hear the second act of This Is Our Heritage.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he who stands now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman.
Those are the words of Thomas Paine. They were written in 1776 at the darkest hour of Washington's retreat. The summer soldiers and the sunshine patriots had deserted the general from Virginia. An army that 6 months before had totaled 20,000 had dwindled to 3,000 desperate men. Most of New Jersey had been spanned in their flight, and they huddled now on the banks of the Delaware in the town of Trenton. To the north, the two young men of the Massachusetts militia also huddled after fleeing from the pursuing patrol.
I think we lost him.
I hope so.
How's your shoulder?
It hurts.
Well, let's see it.
I'm sorry for what I did, Josh.
What do you mean?
I'm getting greedy. Bringing the redcoats on us.
Well, what was done, we both done. This needs tending, ain't it?
I don't think I'm going to be much good for walking.
I can carry you.
All the way back?
There's a village down in that valley. I saw lights.
We can't go to no village, Josh.
Why not?
There'd be redcoats there.
Well, we got to take that chance. It'd be best if I carry you on my back, I guess.
But, Josh...
Just lean across me. Come on.
All right.
It'll be all right, Enoch. You just hang on. We get to that village real fast. Open up, please.
Well?
My friend needs help. He's been shot.
I ain't no doctor.
Well, that don't matter. Can I bring him in, please?
No.
But I got...
I said no.
What is it?
My friend's shot. He's bleeding bad.
You can't come in here.
Open mischief, please.
I ain't running no army camp.
What do you want?
Help for my friend.
I can't do nothing.
What's your
job? Someplace else.
Can you help a friend? Please, my friend, will you help? There's one more house, Enoch. There's one more house. Open, please, open. Lady, please, my friend.
Bring him in.
Huh?
I said bring him in.
Thank you, ma'am.
Put him there, over there, front of the fire.
Front of the fire?
You been shot?
Yes, ma'am.
Fetch me that water. Over there.
Oh.
How'd this happen?
We're back in the hills. Tracking deer. We found one and shot it. Then Redcoat shot Enoch. Here's the water. I want you to know I'm grateful, ma'am. I don't know how much further I could have carried him. Tried to get into other places. I told him and was shot. What's the matter?
He's dead. Morning.
said good morning.
It is morning.
There's water in a basin. I suggest you use them.
I don't remember falling asleep.
Well, you did. Right on the floor where you're sitting.
Where's Enoch?
He's been removed.
Where? By who?
The Reverend took him to the church. He's going to preach on him and bury him.
What right did he have?
I arranged it.
Oh.
Now, tidy up. I got food here that's waiting to be et.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, I'd like to say something.
Well?
I'd like to say you've done a nice thing for Enoch and me. And I'm sorry for it causing you trouble.
Can you eat four eggs?
I'm sorry about last night, too. Crying ain't what a man should do.
I suspect it's what he should do more of. These eggs are about ready.
Oh, yeah.
Now, don't go reaching for your shirt tail. There's a towel right there beside you.
Huh? Oh, yes, ma'am.
Now, pull up a chair.
Where are you sitting?
Oh, I bet. Here. If you're hungry, there's more.
Oh, ma'am, I just happened to think. Never did get acquainted with your name.
Miss Parker.
I'm Josh. Josh Peabody.
That'd make you feel better?
Well, it's only proper.
Eat, boy, eat.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know why folks are always making such a big fuss over meeting proper.
Miss Parker? When's Enoch getting buried?
Sometime today.
I'd like to be there.
You can't.
Why?
The Reverend's risking trouble as it is.
From who?
The Redcoats. Even some folks here in town.
But Enoch's my best friend.
I gave the Reverend my promise that nobody would attend. But finish your food.
I've had enough. I don't understand, ma'am. I just don't understand.
What, the Reverend?
Everybody. Why did people treat us like they did last night, turning us away, barring their doors when Enoch was dying and needed help? Now, even before last night, when we marched with the army, why did whole villages treat us that way? We were fighting for them.
You just ranting? Oh, you're seeking an answer.
I want to know.
Where are you from?
Massachusetts.
That's where you joined up?
That's where I joined the militia.
When you left home, was there celebrating? Folks waving and cheering?
Sure.
Well, son, after the waving and cheering is over, when the men have marched away and folks get all alone, war ain't so nice. When it gets to be a losing war, it's downright unpopular.
We had nothing to do with a losing. We never even fought in a battle.
But you didn't like war so much yourself.
That ain't so.
Then why'd you run away from it? That's what you were doing, ain't it?
Well,
I'd like an answer.
Well, our enlistment was up. Our whole militia left.
What's the difference between that and what you say the people done?
Oh, we had good reason.
Townsfolk had to.
You say that because you're one of them.
For your information, young man, I don't hold with either of you. And that ain't saying I hold with war. But if you're in one and your aims are right, you stick till it's done.
Well, we wanted to stick, but we were Massachusetts men. What were we doing in New Jersey?
Fighting for Massachusetts. Fighting for Georgia, Maryland. Fighting to bring peace someday to all the colonies. You see, the day New Jersey loses, Massachusetts loses too. Now, I suggest you sit back down. Finish eating. Do like I say.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard this morning that the Continental Army's down in Trenton. A neighbor of mine's taking a wagon down that way. If a man wanted to go back to the army, I'd stretch a point and ask my neighbor if he'd give the man a ride.
Thank you. Young fella.
Yes?
You can come out from under. We're in Trenton.
Good.
There's some army boys right there by the river.
I see them. Thank you for helping me.
No trouble.
Goodbye.
Bye. Yeah. Come on.
All right, you men, I want some work done here.
Mr. Townsend. Mr. Townsend?
What? Oh, it's you.
I was just starting to look for you.
For what purpose?
I wanted to see about joining up again.
I thought you'd quit being a soldier.
Well, I found out maybe I shouldn't have.
You aim to keep thinking that way?
Yes, sir.
Well, we need men. Any kind. I'm assuming it can be arranged. Where's your friend?
Oh, he's dead.
I'm sorry.
Soldiers coming. Ours, ain't they?
Yep.
Where are they from?
Philadelphia. New recruits. 1,500 of them.
1,500? That mean we're finally standing ground?
No. We're still running. Those boats there are for helping the army to retreat.
Mr. Townsend, will we ever stop running?
I'm hoping so.
When?
I let the general decide. I got my own work to do. If you're ever going to be a soldier, you've got to give him the same privilege. Look, we're wasting time right now. Those men have got to get across the Delaware. Give me a hand with these boats.
History records that in the waning days of that dark year, Washington recrossed the Delaware, and on Christmas night in Trenton, his ragged following of farmers and fishermen, storekeepers and schoolteachers, carpenters and clerks, fought a battle as soldiers, fought and won. This is our heritage.
Our music was composed and conducted by Frederick Steiner. Our narrator was Vernon Rich. Heard in the cast were Parley Bear, Walter Catlett, Dick Crenna, Ed Gargan, Lamont Johnson, Jeanette Nolan, Victor Rodman, and Carlton Young. This is Our Heritage is a Jerry Devine production.